joined by Danny West of hogsports.com. And Danny, let's see. I've been trying to watch your Twitter feed and everybody else's, and I don't see any announcement yet, but we do have some live fan feedback. Zach in Little Rock. Danny, when is Jermaine Illuminor expected to announce on Twitter where he is going to school?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be between 1 and 3 o'clock today, Central Time. So it would be 2 to 4 his time, I guess. But no announcement yet. I've got one phone to my ear and another one in my hand watching for text and tweets and all this stuff. So we'll keep an eye on it. It could come literally at any second now.
Yeah, 50 minutes left, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. About 50 minutes left. Still, I do feel very, very confident that Jermaine will end up a Razorback today. He's not signing anything, so you've got to keep recruiting this guy. He's one of those type of guys that you're really going to have to stay on, even if you get him to commit. But right now, still feel very good about Arkansas's chances.
How concerned should Razorback fans be with him? Because here is a player who was committed to UCLA and then decommits from them and says, okay, I've got two schools in my final, and it's Arkansas and Ohio State, and I'm going to commit today.
Yeah, because it's not like they got new coaching staff. You know, you see that a lot with players that get new coaching staff, but their coaching staff is still intact, and they actually had one of their better years they've had in a while there.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. In Jermaine's defense, UCLA, according to Jermaine himself, he told me this earlier this week, UCLA kind of pressured him a little bit. You know, you got to keep in mind, this guy is from London, way across the pond. I don't think he really has a grasp on how big this whole thing is, you know, with his recruitment. I think he's easily influenced, and that can hurt teams. But, I feel like UCLA maybe pressured him a little bit, got him to commit, and maybe they found out that he, you know, really wasn't going to end up a UCLA Bruin, so they wanted to pull his scholarship offer earlier this week. So he said, well, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and dump you before you can dump me. So he cut it down to Arkansas and Ohio State, and here we are waiting on his final decision. But, again, I will say that the kid is I'm not going to call him clueless when it comes to recruiting. He knows what's going on, but I'm just not sure he realized in the beginning how big this thing can become for him.
Well, and, you know, he's a JUCO kid. Is he mm-hmm. going into his sophomore year? So if he was, you know, how many years eligibility is he going to have if he does commit to Arkansas?
He's going to have two left. He's a December graduate, obviously. They can't take official visits in the summertime unless they are on pace to graduate in December, and he came up last weekend. So he's in good shape to graduate this December and get up here to Fayetteville, and from there he would have 2 years to play two. He has redshirted, from what I understand, so he would basically be looking at two seasons.
6'6", 300-pound lineman. Talk about the need there, and I guess knowing that Sam Pittman would be his offensive line coach, and we've heard about how good of a recruiter Sam Pittman is, and it's obvious that Brett Bielema didn't want to let Alabama steal him away back, I guess it was late April, early May, when they bumped his salary up to $500,000.
Yeah, Sam Pittman, in my opinion, is probably the best recruiter they've got right now. Like you said, they're paying him $550,000. That is a lot for an offensive line coach in any conference. But, he's just one of those guys. He does very well with the kids, but he's also a great coach. I mean, you look at – he put four guys into the NFL this past year. I think a lot of kids see that. You saw it with Zach Rogers 3 weeks ago, big-time 2015 offensive lineman who committed – last week they got Jovan Pruitt, big-time guy for this year's class, and then today it sure appears that they're going to get Illuminor. So I think he throws that at them a little bit. Hey, I've put people into the NFL. I know what it takes to get you there, and you've got the talent to do it.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. How is it up on the hill right now? And Coach Bielema, when they went through the car wash at ESPN, he had said that, you know, his style of offense is going to translate really kind of what they did to Wisconsin. Not, 100%, but they're going to move that over here and they're going to run an NFL style of offense. Is that something the recruits are talking about? You know, because that's their goal. You see SEC players get drafted more often than any other conference. And then you got your head coach saying, you know, we're going to run an NFL style offense to prepare you for the what your goal is to make it to the NFL.
Yeah, I think you touch on a good point there. And it, for me, it goes back to the word balance. I think when you preach balance and you tell kids we're going to be a balanced offense, well, that tells receivers that, hey, I'm okay going there. I can get my certain amount of passes. Quarterbacks can still throw the ball, but you're also going to run it quite a bit. So offensive linemen are interested, as well as big-time running backs like your Alex Collins and some of these type guys. But for me, it's the balance, I think, that really excites people. You know, when Bielema took the job, I think a lot of people, including some in Arkansas, probably said, okay, we're going to try to play Alabama's type of football, but can we get those type of athletes on the offensive and defensive line? Well, you look at what he's put together in last year's offensive line class and over the last few weeks leading up to today. You look at a Bijan Jackson, these type of defensive linemen, and as well as quarterbacks, Rafe Peavy, Ty Story. Then you've got your running backs like Alex Collins. Since December, he's proved to me that maybe he can keep up with, you know, those type of recruits, and that's what it's going to take.
Danny, when you look at the way the recruiting class is shaping up, I don't want to say pleased with the job, because I think it's too early to grade them on what they're doing. I mean, this staff right now, but the guys that they already have committed for next year, how would you rate the job that they are doing so far?
I think they're right on where they need to be. Arkansas, in my opinion, has always been a school that's going to really close strong, you know, in the month of December, January. I think you'll still see a lot of big-time kids come on board at that point. But so far, I mean, they're addressing needs with kids that they had in their top five, top seven at each position. They doubled up on cornerback last week. They're done at cornerback now. They wanted four wide receivers in this year's class. They got two last week. You look at offensive lineman, Jovan Pruitt, you know, at offensive tackle. Then if you can get this guy today, Jermaine Illuminor, you know, you've got two of your three or four offensive tackles. So they're addressing needs right now. I like where they're headed. But, again, you still got to look at that last month, that January and even December, when all those big-time kids can come in on official visits. I think you really have to get excited about those 2 months right there.
Have you been in contact with Ty Story? You know, we're talking about this guy that, you know, saying he won't go to UCLA, going to narrow it down to Arkansas or Ohio State. Is Ty Story still excited about his decision? And is he still, like you said last time, he was recruiting other players to come up on the hill. So is he still excited about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Ty Story and Rafe Peavy both. They're both 100% committed. They couldn't be happier with their decisions. You know, these are guys, they could have gone to Alabama. They could have gone to Auburn or Ole Miss, whoever else you're competing against. They had those type of offers, but committed to Arkansas very, very early, and I don't see any movement whatsoever. I think those guys really showed me a lot at camp last week. They came up here, targeted all the other big-time recruits on campus, went to work on them, have stayed on them this week. You know, I think that's exciting. So I think they've done a great job.
Danny, there's obviously another big recruit, too, that Arkansas is really, really in on. And I know I'm going to screw up his name just like we probably did Illuminor before we got the correct pronunciation from you. Lamin? Abu Lamin?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Abu Lamin, yep. He visited with Jermaine last weekend, took his official visit to Arkansas. Everything went great there. He was, you know, as you would expect, he was very much impressed with the new facility, the food at the Catfish Hole. You know, this was his second trip here, so he's kind of already seen it all. But as far as I know, that they're still in great shape there. I'm not going to make a prediction one way or the other. I think he's going to take a little more time, maybe another couple of months probably before making a decision. But if I had to guess, guys, I don't know. Arkansas might be the team to beat right now, coming off of that official visit, but South Carolina, in my opinion, is going to be really, really tough for Arkansas to beat for LeMenn. He's from North Carolina, kind of a mama's boy. He loves his mother, and that's all great. So I think maybe he may want to stick closer to home.
If you've got a question for Danny West, you could send it to us via the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback, or you can give us a call, 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. We normally have Danny on Thursdays, but yesterday was the Brett Bielema golf scramble in Northwest Arkansas and the media golf scramble. And Danny, for the first time as far back as I can remember, the coaches didn't play yesterday.
I was not aware of that. I actually walked around, did a few interviews, and then took off to put videos together for the rest of the day. So I didn't know they didn't play. It must not be very good golfers, huh?
Yeah, I think they wanted to get back and continue make their new homes in the new football complex.
Yeah, that's very much understandable. I got a little sneak peek last weekend. Haven't been able to see the whole thing yet, but let me tell you, I would spend as much time as I could in there as well.
Wait a second. You got a sneak peek? Is that from videos, or did you actually see a little bit of it?
Well, it's kind of funny. When I was in college, Trey, I used to work up there. I ran into one of my old bosses at the new facility. He asked me, have I seen any of it? So I said, no, of course I haven't. He showed me just a little sneak peek. So I can't give too much away, obviously. But
what did you get to see?
It's really nice.
What did you get to see?
I got to see the main tunnel going into the locker room, the new showers and bathroom facility. I didn't get to check out all the coaches' offices and players' lounge and such, but hopefully, here in the next couple of weeks, they'll allow the media to come in there and check
it
out.
I think they are going to set something up like that to where we will be able to get a tour to hopefully be able to show and illustrate to the listener what all is inside there. Danny, real quick, two unofficial visitors up on the hill today. Can you speak about those two?
Yeah, Frank Ragnow. Both of these guys are 2014 players, so they're for the current class. Frank Ragnow, big offensive tackle from Victoria, Minnesota. He has an Arkansas offer as well as Nebraska, Minnesota, Florida State, some of these type of schools. Not really expecting a commitment, but, I've been wrong before. Maybe he'll surprise me, but I think he may take a little more time, but he's certainly a big-time prospect. And then Jerry Green is a defensive end out of Greenville, Mississippi. Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Tennessee have offered. Arkansas has not, but I would expect him to get an Arkansas offer probably after he leaves today.
Danny, I've also seen a lot of people on Twitter talking about Rafe Peavy and the job that he is doing, trying to also get kids to look at Arkansas, potentially become a Razorback.
Yeah, I think, just last night he was up till about midnight still tweeting at this Jermaine Illuminor. He had a really big hand in Jovan Pruitt last week, getting him to commit. Rafe might be your best recruiter right now. I think kids see a big-time quarterback, and maybe they want to protect that guy. Maybe they want to play for him. And he's certainly gone to work so far. He's doing an outstanding job. And Arkansas is taking care of him as well. I saw earlier his dad sent me a text, a picture message, that Rafe got 13 letters in the mail from Arkansas today, handwritten letters. So it seems like everything's going very well there as far as relationships.
Well, I guess they're not as doing what Kentucky was. Didn't Kentucky send like 180 out to recruit one day? That's pretty wild. Danny, we have a live fan feedback, and it is any idea where Arkansas stands with Torrey Miller? It seems like that kid was tailor-made for Coach Anderson's system.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think Torrey was, he's kind of in that mold. He would really look good in playing for that style of system. Haven't talked to Torrey in about a month. I know he visited recently with Clint McDaniel, who, of course, is his uncle.
From there, really haven't had much. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Clint's his uncle.
And now was Coach Anderson there with Clint, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He was there for the visit. As far as I know, Arkansas is still very much in the mix. I'm not sure Torrey's got it narrowed down at all, but Arkansas does seem to be in pretty good shape.
Well, and that's what I was saying. You know, Coach Anderson was the assistant to Coach Richardson when Clint McDaniel played. And then, of course, T.J. Cleveland played right after Clint was there, and you got to think there's possibly still a relationship there. And that's big. And just like what you were saying with Ray Peavy sending the tweets out for high school kids to feel that connection when you're making a decision and leaving home, no matter if you're leaving 7-10 states, you know, going across the country, or if you're just going 5 hours east or west, you still want to feel that connection when you're leaving. So every type of relationship you get always helps basketball or football, and that's one thing that I think Coach Bielema started, you know, right when he got here, started doing is saying, you know, we want former players around because the more you know, the more they're around, the more, you know, you can communicate with other recruits and help them be an Arkansas Razorback.
Yeah, I'm exactly with you on that. I think I used to look around and kind of wonder why, you know, Oklahoma has all their players coming back for spring games and fall practices, but you really didn't see that a lot at Arkansas while Petrino was here. I think that's one of the biggest moves that I've liked so far. He's really welcomed all you guys back with open arms, kind of open door policy. You can come anytime you want. I think kids look at that and say, hey, they must have enjoyed themselves while they were at Arkansas. They keep coming back. So I think it's a great thing.
Well, it seems like with Petrino, or it seemed like with Petrino, you were either A, a part of it, or B, you weren't.
That's right. I got that feeling from him once or twice too, Trey.
You know? And I mean, and I say that because of we've all had dealings with him. Some have been more pleasant than others. He never came across to me as you know, someone that wasn't going to answer my questions or give me a little bit of time, but there are other reporters right up there that I have known was you know, not able to have that relationship, and he would scoff at him trying to get a question answered or something like that.
Yeah, you never knew what you were going to get with Bobby, and I think that, I mean, what's he going to do, beat you up? He's like 5'6". I don't think anyone feared him in that aspect, but he just, sometimes he would put off a really negative vibe. You never knew what you were going to get, so a lot of people just steered away from him. Never was, you know, very mean to me by any means, but you know, it just, I don't know, it's a different feeling under Brett. I think, you know, he'll walk over to you and spend time chatting with you. I think that makes people feel good about the, you know, the direction
right
things are headed, makes people more comfortable.
Right. Well, Danny, as always, we appreciate it. Obviously busy Thursday yesterday. We appreciate you being able to come on today, and we're going to keep following Twitter, and as soon as you know anything on Luminor, if you just want to hit me a text and let me know,
we'll get it
out to the listeners as soon as we get something from you.
Absolutely.